Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, everybody. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Wow, what a week. What a weekend. Always like that in the sports world. Seriously. Never, never, ever are we disappointed. There were buzzer beaters. There were crazy comebacks. It was everything you could have expected and more once again. Get at me, people. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. From the NBA to Major League Baseball, which, by the way, those guys are starting to report, so it's literally right around the corner. Never too soon to talk about that. The NFL is over, but we did have the AAF League get going, so we can talk a little bit about that because it actually happened in my backyard. By the way, I do come to you always live every Sunday night for me, which is at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when I start coming to you. And I'm in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona, and that's where they got that whole thing kicked off. So no more NFL, but we do have the AAF League. Like I said, we've got Major League Baseball. We've got college basketball in full effect. We had Duke playing Virginia over the weekend. Like I said, tons of comebacks in NBA basketball. You had 28-point comebacks. You had 26-point comebacks. You had that crazy buzzer beater from Missouri State to get that crazy victory over Illinois State in college basketball. Marquette with some good play. Again, man, the sports world never disappoints us, always gives us what we want. Get at me. Let's talk all about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on my Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too, people. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Just getting loose, just getting warmed up. A lot to get into. I'll dive into it on the other side. Do have to take that pause for the cause. So I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle. Ever since I started sleeping on a MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life, interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool all night long. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I don't think so. You can toss a MyPillow pillow into your washer and dryer, and it's like it's new again. Try doing that with your pillow and see what happens. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off and free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY or call 800-966-1472. Be sure to use promo code COZY, COZY. That's COZY.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. Follow me there, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, people. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, a lot on the mind, to be honest with you. A lot on the mind. From the NFL to Major League Baseball. Like I said, those guys starting to report, pitchers and catchers anyway. The other guy's not far behind. I'm pretty lucky. I do live in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. That's where I do come to you live from the Dorf on Sports Studios each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Going to the wee hours of the night with you people. Love talking sports. But the truth is Major League Baseball is right around the corner. Going to be fun once again. Some pretty cool stuff happened last season. See if it gets even more interesting as we come into the new season. Can you believe guys like Manny Machado and Bryce Harper haven't been signed? And there's other guys too, believe me. But obviously those are the big, big, big names. They'll get signed. Don't worry about it. Guess there was some mutual interest from Bryce Harper and the Giants. So they met, 4-hour meeting. Probably a good sign, you would think. It's a lot of time to spend with somebody if you're not going to get very acquainted with him. That'd be an interesting piece, too. That'd be interesting. So Major League Baseball right around the corner. A couple things that happened over the weekend that are kind of interesting in the sense of, one is that they're coming to an end. Lindsey Vonn wins her bronze medal in her final race of her skiing career, which in a way is pretty cool. Because when you listen to her after she had her final race, and she was really, really gracious in the fact that she was able to medal. Because she knows that she can no longer win, or at least she doesn't think she can go out there and win all the time. So for her, she knows it's time to quit. She knows it's time to hang it up because ultimately she can't do what she wants to do, which is go out there and compete on a very high level each and every time she gets out at a race. Makes a lot of sense. She takes a lot of pride in what she does. she's one of the best of all time. So in a way, it was pretty cool to see Lindsey Vonn get a bronze on her way out the door. Because she can still say, you know what, I can still do it. I just don't know in my mind if I'm going to win every single time. And like she said, that bronze medal, the third place that she took, was the absolute best that she could do. Because her body will not allow her to do what her mind thinks it can do. That is, to me, that's tremendous to see from her, that understanding and that knowing that she's given the sport everything she's had. She gave it everything she had. And she has absolutely nothing to be upset about on her way out. Because you know what? Ultimately, she still showed up. Third place when you know you can't win really isn't all that bad. But it's not good enough for her to still go out there and compete. Which I find is, again, I think that's cool. Why do I think that's cool? I think that's cool because she knows it's time to hang it up. Nobody had to tell her. Well, maybe doctors were telling her because, like she said, her body just wouldn't do it. But ultimately, those words came out of her mouth. And to me, they seem to come out of her mouth relatively easy. And maybe that's because she's known for a while. We've all known for a while that it was coming to an end. But again, it's really hard for people to walk away graciously a lot of times. So I found that to be pretty cool. This other thing that I'm going to talk about, which is Phil Mickelson winning at Pebble, which is cool, don't get me wrong, but I'm not a big lefty guy. Never been a big Phil Mickelson fan. But with that being said, he does get a win, right? That's something that Tiger hasn't been able to say here for a while now, once again. But the truth is maybe it's time for Phil to think about calling it quits here or there sooner or later. Because that day is probably coming for him. And I mean, ultimately, I know, yeah, he can play on the senior tour. We know that. But a lot of these tournaments that he's playing, he doesn't do all that well. And this was, I mean, hey, kudos to the guy. But ultimately, it's interesting because you don't see people leave games or professions, sports, or maybe even any profession. Who knows? A lot of times, all that graciously. Guys kind of fight it, or gals kind of fight it. Lindsey Vonn wasn't fighting it. She was accepting it, knowing that it was time. Very tough for athletes to know when it's time. And there's a guy who just keeps continuing to defy those odds because he's into his 40s now and he's still winning Super Bowls. That guy's Tom Brady, obviously. So there's no age. I think that's what we're learning more and more. Because you look at a lot of those tennis players too, like a Roger Federer, who isn't playing fantastic anymore all the time. He can get that level up there, but it's harder for him to do that. I think that's what's so beautiful about sports. When you have some of the greatest of all time playing in their respective sports and in whatever it is, like I said, like Lindsey Vonn in skiing. She was one of the best. Knew when it was time to call it quits. You got Tom Brady, who is in the NFL, and I'm not saying it's time for him to call it quits. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the guy's in his 40s, and he's still winning Super Bowls. It's remarkable. And I think that he, with the way that he gets protected, as crazy as it sounds, he actually might be able to play until he's 45 years old. It's like another 3.5 years or something like that, people. I think he's 41 and 184 days or whatever it was by the Super Bowl. So he just continues to defy all the odds and to beat Father Time. So it's not time for him to call it quits. We know that. He'll call it quits when he's ready to. I would hope. Because he doesn't have anything else to prove. Let's move on to somebody else. LeBron James, who right now is struggling with the Los Angeles Lakers. That whole situation with Anthony Davis. We'll get into the NBA and the trades and all that stuff on the other side. But I kind of want to bring this into the picture too, as far as LeBron goes, because what he's been able to accomplish in his career, again, remarkable. Not saying it's time for LeBron to call it quits, but I am saying that LA may be, I mean, we know it's the final destination, but it ultimately may be the reasons why this guy wants to call it quits sooner than later. Thought he was walking into a great situation, potentially. And obviously they play well when he's on the floor, except when they played the Philadelphia 76ers on Sunday and got absolutely dismantled by them. But the point again here is not time for LeBron James to call it quits. Time for his team to step up. Time for them to rise up to the challenge of one of the greatest players of all time. Leading his team, at least hopefully trying to lead his team to a playoff run in the Western Conference, which is not that easy. Not like it was in the Eastern Conference. Guy just kept getting to finals every single year. Let's see if he can do something anywhere close to that with this bunch of guys in LA since they didn't get AD Anthony Davis. All right, I got to take a quick break. I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
Welcome back, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Let me know what's on your mind about the sports world. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online, those are my Twitter handles. Check out the website, too, at dorfonsportsradio.com. Before the break, I said I was going to get into some of the trades and things, at least what I think happened from trade deadline in the NBA. But I know I do have callers at 1-800-878-7529. So let's do it, man. Let's just do what we do. Again, people, if you don't want to listen to live radio, then go somewhere else because I'm live. I love your thoughts. I love your opinions. I always take them at 1-800-878-7529. I'll do some talking with you on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online, believe me. But there's nothing better than to do it with me here on the program. If you want recorded, you want to listen to something like that, do it somewhere else. I do this live. I do it for you. I do it because of you. And I do it, honestly, all about you because you are the people that I'm trying to get to, sports fans. I love talking to sports fans. So let's do that. Let's hook up with my man, Mitch in Santa Monica. Late night, Dorfman style here on the Weekend Recap. Sports Overnight America. Mitch, what's up, brother?
Rainy day in Santa Monica. What does that mean? I guess you got to watch some sports or do some housework. But I got to tell you, Andy, when you did your opening, you were talking about comebacks, and you didn't mention something. And then in the second segment, you finally talked about Phil. I'm going like, dude, did you not miss a story of the day? A six-shot swing? Now, listen, I'm not the biggest lefty fan either, although my dad golfed lefty. And, you know, I know you're not – you said you weren't a lefty fan. But are you joking? At 48, Phil is basically on the verge tomorrow of winning Pebble Beach. I mean, Pebble Beach is one of the premier golf tournaments on tour. It is the one pretty much pre-Masters. Now, maybe it's fallen off the scale a little bit since Tiger doesn't play it now and whatever's going on. But the thing is, like, right now, as much as people think it's like it's the NBA, it's college football. No, this is a time when golf is, like, starting to kick up and it's feeding towards the Masters. College basketball really doesn't start till, like, who doesn't really care until March Madness. And the basketball, in terms of, like, once you get closer to the playoffs, that's when people are starting to matter, like right around now. But this is the beginning of the golf tournament. We're done with Hawaii, all that, and we're at Pebble Beach. And what Phil did today, I mean, I'll honest to God, I'll tell you this. When he yanked it into that audience, like experience area on six, and he makes a par on the par five, six hole, I literally turned in there, and then Jim Nance was like, well, we might finish this. I looked at them like, oh, we had an hour left in the tournament. I'll watch it later. And I went and did stuff. And then next thing you know, I like look at my cast. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Phil, like, completely went crazy, and Casey falls off. I mean, this guy's 48. And you were talking about Lindsey Vonn. You're talking about Tom Brady. You're talking about all these playmates. I mean, he's 48. He's 2 years away from the senior tour, and he's going to win Pebble. At 48, I mean, this is huge. This is your lead story. This is exactly what you should be talking about if this is your topic tonight about comebacks, about people like buying out. There's no way he's bought. Remember, everyone revered Jack Nicklaus. when he won at 46 the Masters. Okay? This is almost like the sixth major when you come to tournaments in the country. I mean, Pebble. This is Pebble, for God's sake.
Sure, but I guess here's the point is you get me, kind of, because my point is that there's people that are breaking these barriers all over the place. And Tom Brady, what he's doing in the NFL at 41 plus is crazy. Phil having the opportunity to win at Pebble 18 under through, like, I think he's at 16, Casey's at 15. So those guys got to go out there and finish. But for all practical purposes, Phil should get it done, like you're saying. And the truth is again, it's remarkable that he's able to do it at 48. I'm saying that he's closer to retirement, at least from the PGA Tour, and then we'll move on to, obviously, the Senior Tour at some point here in the near future, or wind up going to the booth, being a commentator, who knows. But the point is that nobody can tell people necessarily when it's time to call it quits these days, and that's why I thought it was so cool what Lindsey Vonn did. If you heard her speak at all after the race that she had, she took the bronze, and listening to her, she was totally at peace with it, Mitch. And I guess that was my point, is that it's really hard for athletes to call it quits and know when that time is. It's usually too late in the NFL for a guy because they wind up taking a career-ending hit or something along those lines. It's not necessarily that way in tennis or other sports. I just thought, and skiing, you could easily see something like that happen. So just cool to see Lindsey Vonn be okay with walking away from a sport that she gave so much to, and it gave so much back to her.
Absolutely. But then again, what you're separating now is individual sports from team sports. When you're relying on your teammates and when you're not able to be up to speed with them, that's when you see some of these aging quarterbacks fall in situations where they're going and trying to make a glory run. Or these
True.
Guys when they're doing things on the NBA court or baseball. But when it comes to golf or skied or tennis, and if you can play, and if you got game, and if you're Phil Mickelson at 48 and you're going to win at Pebble, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, my goodness, after he pulled an entire Phil Mickelson on six, I mean, he yanked the thing into the experience. He put it into a shack. It was crazy, and it bounced off the thing, luckily, and he gets up and down. At least he pars. I mean, it's amazing what he's doing.
Hey, speaking of that, and I know how into Phil you are with this, and I agree with you, and it fits right along with what we're talking about. But since we're mentioning golf and you're talking about him and what he's doing, did you happen to see what Tony Romo did off of that, like, I think he was in some sort of like a skybox practically. He hits it off there, winds up did you saw that, right? And he winds up putting it literally just a couple of feet away from the pin. I mean, it was that's honestly one of the greatest shots I think we will ever see on a golf course.
I mean, the greatest thing about this tournament is that it's our national pro-am where they actually, you know, I mean, everyone has a pro-am like on the Wednesday before. And then they play the real tournament. But this is, they actually have celebrities or guys with money or guys who can play, you know, that are involved with the tournament as it's going on. And they can actually play golf, which is insane. And they make shots, and you can see this stuff, and you're like, it's mind-blowing. I mean, the thing is they can't keep it up over a tour, you know, or they'd be professional golfers. But when they do that stuff, it makes you just, like, relish the fact that you're watching sport, you're watching guys doing crossover or business guys that are doing this thing, and it's great. Hey, by the way, Andy, you know what's next week, by the way.
Yeah.
You know where the tournament is next week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I just want to know, is Dorf on Sports going to be doing a live remote from Mira Riera from Mitch and Santa Monica's home? I mean, I just want to know, is Dorf on Sports going on doing a road trip? I mean, invite's open.
I was just going to say, is that an open invitation from Mitch and Santa Monica to get me out?
Mitch and Santa Monica has an open invitation for Dorf on Sports for next Sunday to come here after to go to Riviera. We go to Riviera and we do Dorf on Sports live from Mitch and Santa Monica here and give you a recap. By the way, Tiger opens the season here in L.A.
Love it, man. Hey, got to get two more things out of you before I let you rock and roll.
Sure thing.
So, first and foremost, how does it feel there in L.A.? Is there some thought that maybe you guys don't make the playoffs, missing out on AD? Magic comes out, says Pelicans acted in bad faith. How much do you buy into that, first and foremost? And, again, what does it feel like in L.A. right now and with them potentially not making the playoffs and LeBron James, you know, coming there? This is a guy that we've seen do it year in and year out there in the Eastern Conference, and it's not the same there in the Western Conference. So on the outside looking in right now, how do LA, people in L.A. feel about the situation for the Lakers?
I would say to you this. Did you watch the State of the Union on Tuesday? Basically, that's what Magic's saying. That's just, you know what? That is basically, this year was LeBron is kind of settling in, moving into his house. And now he's got to then get his family members together. He didn't have them here. He needs to figure out what's in this situation, which has just been in a funk since Kobe, you know, left and the dynasty was gone. So now he's got to figure it out. And I think as far as he was concerned, this is not going to be, this is their year. Everyone wants, he comes here, you know, LeBron comes here, bam, they're going to be in the playoffs. And by the way, you know I'm a Bucks fan. So, you know, it's nice being on the East. I got an East Coast team, West Coast team that I can follow. Yeah. But thing is that I think it's a transitional year. And I think don't count the trades out. You know, it got to the point where Magic was like, you know what, I'm not bidding against myself. So, please, it's going to happen. Something magic is going to happen in L.A., and I know you think it's going to happen to the Clippers, but the Clippers, the Clippers, the Clippers, the Clippers. So, please, well, I'm done with that. The
we'll see.
Lakers
hey, real
are going
quickly.
To figure out a way.
Yeah, real quickly before I let you run, because I'm going to be up against you in a second, man. How exciting is it for those Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis, and that coaching staff to be at the All-Star game, man? Real quick, in about 15 seconds.
Giannis, plus we got another starter and the coach. I think it's the first time in Milwaukee Bucks history we've had that. It's one of the greatest times in Wisconsin sports history.
Great stuff from Mitch in Santa Monica, man. Awesome. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to do it. I'll come back and continue rapping about the sports world. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Are you desperate for a good night's sleep? Then listen up. Studies show lack of sleep causes stress, irritability, weight gain, and even death. But you already know how bad it is when you don't get enough sleep, don't you? You've tried sleeping pills with their annoying and potentially dangerous side effects. Maybe you've wasted money on the latest miracle pillow that promises a good night's sleep. Have any of these worked? If not, I may have your solution. It's convenient, inexpensive, has zero side effects, and it flat out works. So if you want to experience deep, restful sleep starting tonight, visit www.sleepmusic.com. This weird little known trick is already helping thousands of people around the world experience better sleep, deeper rest, and happier mornings. And with a full 90-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, what have you got to lose? Visit sleepmusic.com to see how this amazing sleep solution can help you. Use promo code radio to get $10 off. That's www.sleepmusic.com and promo code radio to get $10 off.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle. Ever since I started sleeping on a MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life. Interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool all night long. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I don't think so. You can toss a MyPillow pillow into your washer and dryer, and it's like it's new again. Try doing that with your pillow and see what happens. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off and free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY or call 800-966-1472. Be sure to use promo code COZY, COZY. That's COZY.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Quarterbacks now thrown two interceptions. And the frustration continues for San Diego. Here is Woodside putting some air under it. That pass is caught. It's Alonzo Moore inside the five.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody. Get at me. Let's talk about it, man. What a wild week in the sports world. Buzzer beaters, crazy comebacks in the NBA, Major League Baseball literally around the corner. Gotta love it. You gotta love it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. It is the weekend recap. Again, Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America. Love your thoughts. Love your opinions, people. If you want recorded, go somewhere else. I'm telling you, go someplace else. Get at me. I am live. I'm here for you. It's all about you, the sports fan, man. That's why I do this stuff. Seriously. No jokes. That's why I'm going to continue rolling out to the phones. Let's hook up with my man, Steve, in Virginia Beach. Steve, Andy Dorf, weekend recap, Sports Overnight America, brother. You're up, man. What's up?
What's going on, Andy? How you doing, man?
Chilling, man. Just talking sports, doing what I love, man. You know that.
Oh, man. Well, first of all, man, I got to say this. The NBA right now sucks. It does. It sucks, man. I sat there, I watched that game between the Lakers and the 76ers. That was a terrible basketball game. It was terrible.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't understand.
What are the Lakers giving up the last four games? Like 137.4 points a game or something like that? The Lakers are trash, man. I went out before the season started. I said, look, this is going to be bad for LeBron. They're not making the playoffs. And I'll tell you what.
No.
I hope the Clippers hang on somehow, some way, and they shock the world with what they did at the trade deadline, and they somehow, some way make the playoffs. That would be the biggest story in the NBA outside of the Milwaukee Bucks and, you know, a couple other things. But that would be absolutely miraculous if they can hang on to that NBA spot or that playoff spot in the NBA in the Western Conference, bro.
I'm going to tell you something. Houston got a good team. Mm-hmm. The Bucks got a very good team. If the coach can coach them up and coach up to a certain point where he can be a contender, they got a good shot.
They got a great shot to get out of the East. That's for sure. Absolutely,
oh,
I agree.
There's no question about that.
You know the funniest thing about that is you know, everybody's been all over Toronto, obviously, and look, right. Why not? They got out of the gates real well. We all know that. And then all of a sudden, the Bucks make that trade for Mysterovich at the trade deadline. AD doesn't go to LA, no, but Mysterovich goes to Milwaukee, and that's a great move for them. Just another shooter to throw out there for Giannis, the spacing. On that floor is incredible. They got all kinds of shooters. They got guys that can rebound. They can defend. They're actually one of the better defensive teams in the league, if you can believe that. They can score with anybody. They score more than most of everybody. I agree with you, bro. That they're legit. They can get out of the East for sure, and they got a good shot, as good a shot as anybody to beat the Golden State Warriors, because that's who I think is coming out of the West. I don't care about Houston.
Right.
I know, hey, James Harden, the run he's on.
Show.
The run he's on is remarkable in itself. Houston can't win a championship playing like that. Denver, nope. I don't trust them. Oklahoma City, Paul George, what he's doing is nice. What Westbrook is doing, we didn't even talk about his 9 straight triple-doubles, did we? I mean, dude, there's so many great things going on in the NBA right now, man. The NBA, look, that game that you saw, you're right, it was terrible. But Philadelphia is just so much better than L.A. But there's a lot of, like, really good individual stuff that's going on in the NBA right now, man.
That's right. But the problem, look, let me tell you about this. You can't win a championship with one man. I mean, you can't. You got to have at least 3 guys that is consistently in double figures every night.
Yep.
And you got to have a guy, somebody who is at least 2 cats that is willing to be the garbage man, get rebounds. Nobody gets an offensive rebound in the game anymore. You got a bunch of guys shooting up at bricks. They hit the back of the rim. They hit the backboard. And then the ball goes up. And you know what? And I tell you something. When you shoot a brick, you give the other team a transition back.
That's
exactly what you do. It's just like an outlet pass. A guy, one of the great basketball players that played this game, I was at his back, and he was my coach for 3 years. His name was Wes Unseld.
Oh, yeah.
Played for the Washington Bullets and played for the great Elvin Hayes. And I tell you, he had an outlet pass. That's what you're doing, exactly what Big Wes used to do. When you shoot a brick and the ball goes about 20 feet in the air and back, you're giving the other team a transition basket. Nobody knows how to cut the lane off. Nobody knows how to play the low post. I mean, it's pathetic.
It is. I mean, it's right. Man. Look, man. I think you and I are probably from the old school right around the same time, man. I grew up when I was watching great basketball in the early 80s, late 70s, obviously into the 90s with the Bad Boys. But look, I happen to be from the great state of Wisconsin. So I grew up in Milwaukee. I went to every single Milwaukee Bucks game that I can remember from the time I was five until 18. And I left to go to, Paul Pressey, Sidney Moncrief, Terry Cummings, Ricky Pierce, you name it, man. Junior Bridgman, Brian Winters, Jack Sikma, all the guys, man. I went through all those days, man. And that basketball that we used to see back in those days, it was great offense, but it also was great defense, man. And that's what's lacking these days. But with that being said, here's what'll happen, Steve. And tell me if I'm wrong, because I know you played the game, bro. When it comes down to it and playoff time comes, the teams that can play defense are going to be the teams that wind up moving on. So Golden State can lock you down, right? Golden State can lock you down. Milwaukee has shown that they can lock you down. I think Toronto can lock you down a little bit. I don't know about Oklahoma City. They've impressed me a little bit, and they've got guys that have stepped up, but I don't trust them in the playoffs. Denver, I definitely don't trust them in the playoffs. So it leaves me back to Golden State, man. That's the best team offensively and defensively, bro.
Coming out the West, it will be Golden State.
Yeah,
ain't no question. The Lakers are trash. Yeah. I mean, they're trash.
They don't defend.
They don't run the floor right.
Who do you put that blame on, Steve?
Well, I look at it like this. We knew that the Lakers were not going to win the world championship this year. They were a project. Once they got LeBron, they were a project. Okay? And then all of a sudden, everybody started talking about how they're going to make a run, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. They're going to get Anthony Davis. And then they would have had to trade half the team away to get Anthony Davis.
Yep.
Davis not ready to give a LeBron anyway right now. I mean, give it maybe next season, you know, because LeBron's going to push him, and he's not going to like to be pushed. You understand? He's not ready for LeBron because LeBron's going to be bad more than he's ready to deal with right now.
Hey, you know I'm with you 100%. I don't think AD is that leader, man. I just haven't seen him be that guy. And I agree with you 100%, man. It's going to be hard for him, like it was for Kyrie. And then Kyrie winds up growing up pretty damn quick when he goes to Boston, right? And then he winds up calling LeBron and apologizing to him. So, look, man, you and I are on the same page about a lot of stuff, my man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you, look. All these people talking about LeBron, this, LeBron, that. LeBron made Kyrie Irving a better ball player. He was not on the level that he was when LeBron got there. LeBron took his game to another level. And to me, he's not going to win another championship without LeBron. He can't carry a team by himself. And that Boston team is a good team. That's a good team.
Yeah. Yeah. No, look, that's a great point, man. Look, Kyrie is a guy that he's a great Robin to a Batman, right? And I don't think he understood how good he had it with LeBron, man. Like sometimes you don't realize how good you have it until you don't have it anymore, right? Like that's so true in every situation in life, man. Whether it's with a girl or something like that, or in the NBA, you're playing with the best player.
You don't miss the water till your well runs dry. You don't miss the water till your well runs dry. And he had it good in there. He had a good with Cleveland. I mean, you know, it's like, to me, it's the same scenario, the Kobe Shaq scenario. Okay?
Yep.
The
difference there is these guys made up a lot quicker, right? All of a sudden, Kyrie just realized once he was gone, man, I can't do this without this guy, and I got to apologize to him. And you never know what could happen in the offseason. I think you know what? As interesting as the NBA season is, I really think the offseason is more interesting than the actual NBA season itself because there's so much player movement. You know, guys are signing these 1-year, 2-year deals.
Yeah. It's horrible, man. And I wish the league and the referees are so bad, they don't let them play, you know? They just don't.
He missed them both. Rebound, James Harden. James Harden gets the rebound. Can you believe it?
LeBron's hurt.
LeBron is not moving on the other end of the floor, and this is bad.
No, he got hit low, I think. I don't think he twisted anything.
He got hit in the groin.
It looks that way, yeah.
Timeout, Lakers.
I'm hoping that's what it is. I hope he didn't pull something. That's what I'm afraid of, the way he's sort of grimacing and not moving.
He is not moving at all.
Unless he's trying to walk it off, but he might have gotten hit. That's what we're hoping right now.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in?
I'm in for sure. Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf. That's right. That's me. It is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. Can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out the website too, please. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Thank my callers. Love you guys. You know, that's why I do this stuff. Totally. That is 100% the reason why I love talking sports globally, all over the world on SiriusXM Channel 211, because you people are the reason that sports are so unbelievable. You have your emotions, you wear them on your sleeve. I've been able to figure out a way to just appreciate and watch what I'm seeing without all that much bothering me and making me get that upset. Gave that up a long, long time ago. I just appreciate what I see. I appreciate the greatness that I get to check out on a day in and day out basis covering sports. And right now, we're living in some of the greatest times of all time. We have some of the greatest players that you are ever going to see playing their respective sports, whether it's Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, for crying out loud. We're watching a lot of really, really great players in the NFL right now. And some of these guys will go down in history as some of the best. A lot of Hall of Famers right now out there. The NBA, man. These guys are just unbelievable athletes. They really are. They're remarkable. LeBron James, what he's been able to do has been ridiculous. Ridiculous, people. But I think he's finally figured that things are a lot tougher in the Western Conference. And you can't just do what you've done in the Eastern Conference, like get a bunch of different dudes and put them on your back and take them to the Eastern Conference Finals. You can't do that in the Western Conference. And if you want to mortgage and get rid of your whole team for AD, Anthony Davis, right now at the trade deadline, I would have thought that was foolish anyway. So, wow, man, just crazy stuff. And I'm not buying into what Magic was selling either. Really not buying into it. He didn't like the way that New Orleans handled it. Because you know what? New Orleans didn't want to give you AD so they could have a bunch of guys that may not have been in the NBA in a couple of years. Makes a lot of sense by them. Really made a ton of sense. And I also heard that if their GM would have made those deals, he would have gotten fired anyway. So those aren't deals you make. But getting back to the theme of the night, calling it quits, knowing when to say, I'm done. Really, really, really difficult to do, people. And seeing Lindsey Vonn walk away from the sport of skiing in the manner and the way that she did, I thought it was really, really cool. Really cool. And guys like Tom Brady, who just keep defying the odds and keep playing into his 40s like he's 20, winning Super Bowls like it's nothing, you just got to shake your head and clap your hands and say, dude, you're unbelievable. Keep it going. I want to watch it, and I want to appreciate it. Got to run, obviously. I'm up against it. Thank you for listening, people. I'll be back right here on the Weekend Recap next Sunday at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For Scott, callers, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. This has been Sports Overnight America.